You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. This is where we hear from the businesses and services that are available here in the Buffalo area. And if you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With us for a return visit is Jack Bertolino, MD. He's with Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics. You're on Main near Evans in Williamsville, correct?
Correct. Thank you, Randy.
And as far as what you do that makes your practice unique, what sort of things do you focus on?
Well, my practice has grown to become more of a regenerative practice, using as many natural agents as I can to help both health, wellness, and a cosmetic appearance and aesthetics.
And these are things that you can do for both men and women.
Yes, it is. It does not discriminate. We're all humans, and we all have our needs, and we all want to look good, feel good for whatever time in life God gives us.
And this time around, there are two specific treatments that you offer that are kind of cutting edge for this area, and it just so happens that you have one each for men and for women. And it's one of those things where it may be hard for some people to hear, but it's still some important things we have to talk about. Do you have a preference as to whether we talk the women's side or the men's side first?
Your call, Randy.
Well, let's get right to it for the men. You have something called the pee shot, and it's not what people might think necessarily.
Yes and no. The pee shot, or the prior push shot, was developed by a doctor in Alabama called Charles Runnels, who got involved with cellular medicine. Priapus was the god of virility, and as you could imagine, this particular injection has to do with a natural way to overcome erectile dysfunction in the aging male.
And I think people are pretty familiar with what that means. But what kind of symptoms, what kind of things are you talking about that where people might need this shot?
Well, as a man ages, with respects to the pee shot, his blood supply changes. There is a large sponge in the penis called the corpus cavernosa, and another one called the corpus spongiosa. This sponge becomes not as spongy as it used to be. So the ability to attract and hold blood supply goes down. Today, we use Viagra to try to dilate those blood vessels to get blood into that sponge. What I'm trying to do, and what doctors around the country have been doing for a long time, is use the pee shot to create blood supply by using your body's growth factors through your platelets. We use something called platelet-rich plasma that's been used by orthopedists, to improve joints. It's used neurosurgically. It's used cosmetically for hair growth, for scar reduction, for facial complexion, and now it's used sexually.
And for something like this, pardon me for having to ask, but I will, this particular shot have to be put in a specific place?
Yes. It is five tiny injections done the right way, after the organ obviously has been numbed and the skin has been numbed. The corpus cavernosa runs through the shaft of that organ, so you have to, in the right way, put five tiny shots of these platelet growth factors into that area. The corpus spongiosum, which is a sponge that runs underneath the penis, if you look at it in anatomically, we feed that area through one tiny shot around the glands. Sounds horrible, but if done the right way and numbed appropriately, you don't feel a thing.
Which is, of course, preferable, that's for sure. Now, as far as the women's side of things, there's something called the O shot. And I'm going to guess that blood supply maybe in some way factors in, but in a slightly different way, because obviously you're talking different anatomy here.
Yes, we are. But you'd be surprised how much a woman does not differ from a man anatomically. It's just the way we're made. When a woman goes through childbirth, she loses the ability to create blood supply in the tissue in the vaginal vault. The more vaginal deliveries, and if they are bad vaginal deliveries with big children, she develops a lot of moisture problems. She develops laxity, incontinence. She can't hold her urine as effectively anymore. The O shot, which stands for orgasm, was developed by the same doctor in Alabama, Charles Runnels, who years ago put platelet-rich plasma to work and through three tiny injections in the female anatomy was able to restore moisture, orgasm, and to some degree to help a woman's incontinence as she aged.
Talking to Dr. Jack Bertolino, MD. He's with Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics on Main Street near Evans in Williamsville. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just talked about the P shot for men, the O shot for women, and haven't really finished up on the women's side of things. I guess we should kind of elaborate on maybe when patients come to see you, how difficult it is for them, male or female, to kind of talk it through, because they've got some kind of an intimacy issue, but at the same time, there still must be a struggle, like me forming the question now, for them to come to you and then describe their difficulties and then go about finding a way to rectify.
Well, I'm one of the first in Buffalo to have done bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and that sometimes is what keys them to come in, even though helping a man's testosterone or helping a woman's testosterone does not help them in those other regards. So the questions do come up with regards to sexual intimacy, and it's very easy for me to talk about it because I've always said it's a quality of life issue. And if you can make an older person feel comfortable knowing that they're not alone and that this is a fact of life, they're very happy in a private setting to talk about it, either with their significant other or by themselves. So you'd be surprised at how easy it is to talk to people. Men sometimes are a little bit more macho and they have a little bit of a hard time talking about it. But now in the age of Viagra and Cialis, and it's on television all the time, I think it's pretty much out there. People know what they want. They know life is short and they want to enjoy their lives and their quality as best they can.
Yeah, and as far as that quality of life, this is not something that is that if you're a younger person, you're immune to, because I think most people have it in their head that this is only older people we're talking about, but that's far from the truth, I would imagine.
That is an issue with a younger male that has to be sort of dissected. A lot of times it's psychological. And you certainly don't want to offer people who don't need something, something that's minimally invasive, and you don't want to pull the wool over their eyes. You have to talk to them, and you have to see what their issues are. I have found young adult males that have testicular dysfunction and have low testosterone, but again, that is not going to help them when it comes to intimacy. So you have to talk to them, you have to ask the right questions, and you have to give these particular treatments the right way to the right category of people.
And in some ways, you have to be kind of part psychologist to kind of work your way through some of these things with people.
Yes. What helped me is, number one, as you can see, I like to talk, so I'm not afraid to talk. And I was an emergency room doctor and a family physician for many years. So my job, a lot of the time, was talking to people and sort of getting in their head and seeing what was really bothering them. And I kind of enjoy that. So for me, it's not as difficult as it seems.
And I know we've talked pretty extensively for the most part about the P shot for the men, the O shot for the women. But are there other procedures, other things that people mainly come to see you for?
Oh, yes. We do a lot of the traditional cosmetic enhancement treatments that are out there. But I am moving in other directions when it comes to making my facility a bit different with respects to regenerative treatments. For instance, right now we're starting to use fat stem cells to help grow hair. And also we can use that sexually. We use it for facial volume, hand volume. We use a lot of platelet-rich plasma. I think you would be surprised what's out there, but what you don't hear about in Buffalo. A lot of these procedures have been done for a while. The P and O shot have been out for years. I only took the initiative within the last year to go and get it and bring it into my practice. It depends on the societies you belong to and what you learn and the meetings you go to, but you'd be surprised what you can learn to bring back that can bring quality of life to a person, whether it's how they look or how they feel.
Yeah, and that was one of the difficulties in framing questions for you, quite frankly, because, you know, there are a lot of people who are reluctant to go there and talk about those things. And again, that's essentially what you're here for.
That's true, but we're all human. We're all the same. Things sometimes happen at different times in our lives, but we always go down the same road, and nobody should be ashamed to talk about it, because the more time you spend hiding it, the less time you have enjoying your life. So honesty should be key, and making somebody feel comfortable in a private setting to talk about their needs. Everyone has needs, no matter who we are on this planet. Some people are go-getters and go out and get it, and some people have to be gingerly brought into the fold. So that's the way it is. It's an interesting job I have, and you'd be surprised some of the things I hear. But you know what? I'm having a better time now in my business than I ever had when I practiced traditional medicine. Sorry to say that, but, you know, it's my life too, and I am a very happy man these days.
Sure. Now, if we have encouraged someone to take part in what you have to offer, what would be the way to get a hold of you? By phone?
Yes, they can call my office at 716-633-6100. They can look us up online, and we have videos about this, tasteful videos, on my website, which is smoothsolutionsmed.com. Come and see us. It's nobody else's business but your own.
All right, doctor, thank you very much. Always informative when you're by. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Randy. I've had a great time this morning. Thank you.
Dr. Jack Bernolino, he's with Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics, Main Street near Evans in Williamsville. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.